Everything in life is a choice. There are times when you stand up for what you believe because you feel strong or you're capable of doing it, and there are times when you just give in and the fight isn't worth it. I often say to my accountant, who's always fighting the IRS about everything, and I always tell him, I am not the kind of a person who's willing to spend $100 to save $50 to prove that I am right. If you're going to bill me $100 to save me $50, I'll just soon send the $50 in and call it even, all right? You have to understand that when you don't stand up for your principles or for what you want to do or what you believe, that that's a choice too. Here's an example. Visiting relatives, a problem for most people. When I would arrive, because I live out of town, I live several thousand miles away from my hometown and my wife's hometown, visiting relatives becomes something that you end up doing, right? And a lot of times you would rather not do that. And you feel oftentimes abused, or you got to go on an afternoon when you'd rather just be watching a football game or going out and playing with your kids or just going for a walk or being alone or any number of things, all right? Or just taking a nap. But instead you find yourself on your way to visit Uncle Harry or Aunt Sally or somebody that you really aren't crazy about seeing. I used to feel that this was just a part of life's victim game, that once in a while you have to be a victim. Or I used to think of it as a compromise, all right? That you sometimes have to compromise, and you hear that. You sometimes have to compromise. I don't think you ever have to compromise. I think that everything you do in life is a choice. And when I go to visit a relative, because let's say my wife would like me to go with her to visit her aunts and uncles or her parents or whatever it may be, and I would rather do something else, I'm not compromising by going. I know that it makes my wife feel terrific to have me go with her to these places. And the result is that I have made a choice for my wife to feel terrific by going there with me. And that's a better choice than having her feel alienated by not going. I've still made the choice. I've made the choice, and the result that I get from it is that my wife appreciates it and feels good because I do that. So it must make me feel better as a human being to please my wife than it does to just simply please myself. So I'm still pleasing myself, all right? And it's not a compromise in that sense. Now, once you make the decision to go, then you can do it with gusto. You can do it with fun, and you've made the decision now that you're going to go. And the reason that you're making it is still an internal choice that you have. You're not a victim. Your priorities are now established. You would rather have your wife feel good than stay home and be by yourself or whatever you were going to do. Obviously, that's why you're going. All right? So now you know why you're going, right? And it has to do with your own motivation. Now you're going. Now you can go with a lot of misery and look forward to, you can say to yourself things like, well, we're only staying 20 minutes because we're going to have a lousy time. Every time we go to Uncle Harry's, it's always lousy, and he's going to be all upset, and he'll probably be drunk, and I'm going to have a terrible time. And you can set your mind with all of this poisonous kind of stuff that is destined to make the experience really one of you being a victim and feeling rotten. Or you can say, you know, I'm going to have a terrific time. I'm going to talk to Harry. I'm going to be there for whatever amount of time that I choose to be there. I mean, many people will go to a party with the expectation that they have to leave in a half hour because they're going to be having a lousy time. And they've already got it planned. Okay, we'll have a lousy time for half an hour, then we'll leave, right? And they spend their life having lousy times, right? Instead of going with the expectation that I can have a great time. I'm open to it all. It can be a terrific experience for myself. And so the second thing that you do is once you've made your decision to go, you make a decision to make it a miracle, to make it a wonderful time, to make it an experience that is not one that's going to victimize you. And the only way to do that is through your thinking. And when you look for nice things and you expect it to be nice, you suddenly see things in Harry that you never saw before. Suddenly Aunt Sally really isn't such a bad person, or she's really interesting, or she's got a great story to tell. Everybody's got a great story to tell. And all you have to do is stop being so concerned with having a miserable time and at least allow yourself to be neutral or positive, which is always better. And before long, you walk away and you're laughing and you're having a good time. And you might have spent 2 or 3 hours and you walk away from those kind of experiences. I do very often think, you know, they really are nice people. They really do have a lot to offer. It's really interesting to assess, you know, life in this manner. I find that everybody I meet is a novel. Every human being, I look at it that way. And I even say, when I sit down in a plane next to a stranger, I will often say to them, I wonder why we're sitting next to each other on this plane. And they'll look at me like, oh boy, have I got a weirdo with me. But by the time it's over, by the time the flight is over, very often we know why. You know, sometimes I say nothing, but many times I feel that everybody out there has their own novel in them. So wherever you're going in life, as long as there's going to be people there, unless you're going to solitary confinement, and then you got to learn that the cockroaches have a novel too, if that's where you're going to be. But if you're going to any place where there are going to be people, and you're open to just letting them pour out their story, people will do it. And life, instead of being this ugly, dull, victimized kind of experience, becomes this miraculous adventure, which is always terrific. And it's always an attitude. It's always an attitude.